This is Johnny B. Truant, host of the self-publishing podcast and the author of the Fat Vampire series. You're listening to the Practical Defense podcast. But here's the thing. Can you ever really be prepared for a fat vampire?
Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Addix, and this is episode 258, Hearing Protection. This week, we have a firearms question from Mark in Brown County, Ohio. It's an important question about hearing protection. He writes, I always use hearing protection when training. After a reload one day, I forgot to put my earmuffs back on, and wow, was I shocked at the decibel levels. Should one ever train on the pistol range without hearing protection? I'm licensed to carry concealed and do so daily. If I'm ever in a real-world self-defense position, I won't be wearing hearing protection. Is training occasionally without hearing protection to simulate a critical incident good or bad? That's a great question, Mark. I'll start with a short answer and then go into more detail in a minute or so. Here's the short answer. Always wear hearing protection when shooting. The decibel output from firearms is enough to cause permanent hearing damage. There's something called the NRA salute. It's when you cup your hands behind your ear and ask, "What was that again?" Back in the bad old days, hearing protection was adequate. It was hot and uncomfortable, but it did the job for protecting your hearing when we were on the range. However, almost no one wore hearing protection when hunting because the noise cancellation also blocked the noise of the environment, your hunting partners, and any noise the game might make. These days, there is no excuse. We now have fantastic hearing protection that is light and actually helps in hunting. I bought my first set of electronic hearing protection for teaching. I was skeptical, especially indoors, but man, have I seen the light. Now I even wear my electronic hearing protection when I hunt. The good sets block out the high-end noises, but enhance the sounds in the normal range. I can actually hear the game better with my hearing protection on. To address the second part of the question, of all the people I've spoken with and their experience in gunfights, be it law enforcement or military, no one has ever mentioned the sound of gunfire being a debilitating factor. My experiences are hunting with multiple people within 3 feet of each other simultaneously firing 12-gauge shotguns at a flock of birds, and I've never had a problem with it. You hear the pops of the guns going off around you, but the adrenaline's pumping and your focus is on your target. The brain has a wonderful way of filtering out things that are inconsequential in a crisis. You see what you need to see and hear what you need to hear. Well, most of the time, and if you're well trained. Your brain will filter out the sounds of the 12 gauges going off 3 feet from you, but you'll hear the tiny click of your own hammer misfiring like a church bell. Why? Because your friends taking ducks is interesting, but not critical to your task. However, that misfire is critical to your mission and therefore will be brought to full attention. So why does it sound louder and hurt more when you're practicing on the range? Because you don't have that adrenaline burst and the focus of task as you would in a crisis. Hunting and competition are good simulators for conflict conditions in terms of stress reaction. Now, just because you don't hear the loud noise doesn't mean that physical damage is not being done to your ears, because it is. Your brain is filtering out what you're conscious of, but it can't change the physics of your environment. You're damaging your ears with every shot fired when you're not wearing hearing protection. So the bottom line is, always wear hearing protection. When you don't, you're only inflicting permanent damage to yourself for absolutely no gain. There are great solutions out there for the range and hunting. Take advantage of them. And that will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. If you're thinking about a career in private security in California, we have a fully accredited and fully online program. We have the best material and the lowest prices. Visit our website at palladiumonlinesecurity.com for all the details. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense Tip or Comment line at 805 203 6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
Gun Rights Radio Network has the best pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun rights podcast available on the net. The podcasts are absolutely free when subscribing using iTunes or Zoom Marketplace. Or if you want, you can just listen from the website. Make sure you visit gunrightsradio.com to subscribe. Podcasting freedom, one episode at a time.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast@palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.